for the last one, number 547. To Birch now for a devotional.
Good evening. For devotions tonight, I'll be looking at John 17. This is one of my favorite chapters in the Bible and is Jesus' prayer to God for his disciples and as well for himself. I don't have much to say about this chapter. Only that it has been a real encouragement to me, mainly in the way it is Jesus speaking about us to God rather than to us. It lets us see an interaction between the Father and the Son, and it gives me an example of the testimony I want to have said about me by Jesus. John 17. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may be glorified in thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self. The glory which I had with thee before the world was, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me. For they are mine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou hast given me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not for them that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these things, for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved me as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. So that's all I have. You may kneel for prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for this day, and thank you for bringing us all here together, Lord, and please be with us the remainder of this service, and please let us accept our glory to thee, Lord, through singing, and ask this all in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Birch, for leading those, reading those beautiful words that Jesus prayed to his Father for us. I'd like to turn to number 507 in the Christian hymnal. Some of these songs I picked tonight are songs that I don't remember singing recently, so they're a little bit maybe unfamiliar to me as well as maybe to you. So, 507.
Slain
this time, we'll have the children all come stand up here in front, and Grace will lead them in a few songs.
Song number 508 in your Christian hymnals.
Thank you.
At this time, Matt Schrock has a group, and after that, Ralph Beiler will have a history of the song, followed by a ladies' group by Esther.
Good evening. It's good to be with you and singing these songs together. The song in our Christian hymnal, song number 356, is titled Abide With Me. And I don't know why I thought of this song this evening, but I was thinking about a favorite and also thinking of a history of a song. I had never looked into the history until this evening, but the I think it's as I get older and I feel things changing, that this song has become more meaningful. I don't know how many times in the last year that I've caught myself humming this song, and not that it really is anything significant except the fact that life does change and the day does come to an end. And the song No Tears in Heaven that was just sung, that was sung very beautifully. And while this song, Abide With Me, and if we think about life closing out, has somewhat of a melancholic tone, yet, because of the joy and hope of heaven, we can look forward to the eventide and even the closing of life. And that's such a blessing, so meaningful to me. Henry Light wrote this song somewhere around 1830. And he first penned it at the, I'm not sure whether the bedside or at least in effect, in connection with a friend that was passing from this life. These words came to him and he wrote them down and later wrote the lyrics, the tune to this song. And then it was many years later that he was diagnosed with tuberculosis and life was coming to an end for himself that he thought of this song again, and it came back to him. He looked it up and found the words that he had penned many years before, and he had this song sometime on his, at the close of his life. And so the phrase there in the second verse says, change and decay and all around I see, O thou who changest not, abide with me. And I think the fact that we have someone that we can hold tight to, and we know that doesn't change and is in control of all of life's changes that we face, is such a security. So as we sing this song, may we be encouraged and drawn to him, the one that never changes. Could I have a pitch on that, please? Song number 356, Christian hymnal.
Abide with me, fast falls the eventide, the darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail and comforts flee, change and decay. In all around I see, oh, thou who changest not, abide with me. I need thy presence every passing hour. What but thy grace can for the tempter's power, who like thyself my guide and stay can be. Through cloud and sunshine, abide with me. I fear no foe. With thee attend to bless. Ills have no weight and tears no bitterness. Where is death's sting? Where grave thy victory? I triumph still if thou abide with me. Shine through the gloom and point me to the skies. Heaven's morning breaks and earth's vain shadows flee. In life, in death, O Lord,
so we have two songs tonight about heaven.
Oh,
278 in your Christian hymnal. This time, Nathan will have a group.
We have three songs this evening. We are the remnants of the men's weekend, I guess, that are left, though there might be a few that are missing. And one of the things that really blessed me, and I think a lot of us, there's something about singing together as men that is builds a spirit of camaraderie and brotherhood. And so I was unwilling to just let that go. And the three songs that I have tonight, the first one is O Lord of Space. I've been thinking of this song a lot, especially when I go outside and the stars are shining outside. I think back to this song. And then Only a Boy Named David, because it's fun and children love it, and gets mentioned a lot. And we'll end on Lord Help Us Live in Peace. And I was thinking recently of unity in our brotherhood and was drawn to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 2 and 3, which say, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And just a call for us to be proactive about the unity that we build with each other.
Thank you.
you for helping with that. I'd like to sing number 596 yet, the Christian hymnal. One of my more favorite songs about heaven or the future. And I was thinking too, thought that was good, that last verse that was sung on that, that was requested there by Robert. And I was thinking, thinking about the 2 weeks ago on that music weekend and how Andy wasn't here. And I was thinking, it was interesting when I was thinking, reflecting on some of these things. The last time I talked to Andy, he had called me and he was talking about Brandon Mullet. And he'd called me, he said, I answered the phone and said, hello. And he said, hello, John, how are we doing? And that's just the way he would almost always talk to me on the phone. And it was like, I think the next week after that, Faith Builders had been here and given that program. And we had taken up an offering for Faith Builders that night. And I gave a check to Brandon Mullet. He was sitting there talking with Andy, I believe, there at the table where we were eating. And he did something that a lot of us do. He stuck in his pocket and forgot about it. And so what happened is his shirt went through the wash and there went the check. So I ended up writing out another one, which wasn't a problem at all. But that's what Andy had called me about the week after they were here. And so, just a few things I was reflecting on and thinking about that and how enjoyable a time it is to, like Nathan was saying, to sing together with other men, putting your heart into it. Let's sing this song, number 596. After this, we'll turn the rest of the time over to the ministers to close. If you all want to, you can stand.
Glory soul, there is a land of glory love where sin is
like to say thank you again to those who are willing to help in the different groups and things tonight.